651 to text. Hey, Paul.
Hey.
What
up? How's it going?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
Good, and you?
Okie doke, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just calling in. I was going to tell you all that you're not new anymore. You've been on the radio for like 8 months.
I think you're new for at least a year.
You're still a little baby.
Well,
know.
Compared to the other radio stations, we're pretty new.
I mean, that's longer than, like, if Prince Fielder, that's like in his second year, 8 months. That's already a whole season.
Okay, we'll change it for you, Paul.
I mean, I would love if you guys would change it. I listen to you guys every day.
We're still new.
Do we say new? That I don't say new. I never say the new Detroit Sports 105. What am I supposed to be saying that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. Well, no, you're not.
Paul, I'm sorry you're so put out by that.
Paul
but
hates it.
Sorry, we'll
Paul.
Change it.
Mark is the smartest one for sure, though.
I don't know about that. I think he's an idiot.
No, you're not an idiot. I just think Mark's the smartest. He probably got his college at University of Michigan.
Okay.
Paul, what are you calling about, Paul? Yeah. So far, you're doing great.
Are you just calling to blow me? That's great. Thank you.
To blow you? I don't want to blow you. I'm not gay.
Oh, my God.
Oh God.
I wasn't literally.
Never mind. Paul, what can we do for you?
Don't even. Oh, boy.
Hey, I was just calling. I was thinking I wanted to get your guys' opinion about the Lions. How do you think they're going to do this year?
I think they're going to do fine. We'll see.
What do you think of like a 6-8 season?
Well, that would only be 14 games, though. That would be the season will be discontinued after 14 games.
It'll be a strike midway, right?
I'll be fine.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Paul says you were calling about Cushenberry.
Sorry, I'm from an NAI school, so I don't have very good education.
What NAI school did you go to?
Concordia.
In Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I think you have a self-esteem issue with your school, Paul. You should be proud of your university.
I don't think so. It sucks.
Then why are you going there? Transfer.
Because I couldn't afford University of Michigan.
Get good grades and get a scholarship.
Yeah, well, you have to get really good grades, though. I don't know. I like to party.
Go to State.
State? Are they cheaper?
Well, if they like to party. You probably can't you get some loans? Can't you get in massive debt like every other 22-year-old in the country?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. Debt's not for me, man. It's not for me.
How inexpensive is Concordia?
It's about $6,000 a semester if you commute.
Do you get what you pay for?
No, because the girls are terrible, too.
There's no hot chicks there?
I mean, I'd say the average would be like a 6, maybe a 5.
Wow, can we get some hot Concordia chicks calling in here? Paul is bashing the female student body.
Well, okay now. More like the professors. More like the professors.
The female professors?
I seem so bummed today.
What do you mean you're so bummed today?
No, you seem very bummed about everything today.
Not everything, just a few things.
All right.
Well, I mean, you seem a little persnickety. You're upset about being called the new Detroit Sports 105-1. That really upset you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not new anymore. That's like saying, you know, I have a new house, but I've lived in it 8 months. That's not that new.
8 months is not that long a time to be in a house.
Well, I guess it's subjective, I guess, in each industry.
Not only that, everybody doesn't start listening the first day. So, you know, if somebody just found us a month ago, we might seem pretty new.
Well, I guess that's true. I mean, it's like, you know, say you have a new girlfriend, you know, I've had her for 8 months, you'd probably get pissed.
I think a girlfriend and a radio station are probably not a great comparison.
I mean, I guess you are the genius.
Whoa!
Paul is really in attack mode today. He has really low self-esteem, and then he lashes out!
I'm with my buddy in traffic. We're bored. We're just trying to kill time. Thought we'd call in, to be honest with you.
Thanks.
Who's this nerd?
Okay, Paul. Is that about it?
See ya.
Yeah, just keep up the good work, boys.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Paul.
All right.
See ya.
Paul ended on a high note, at least.
He tried.
Get to the point.
For Paul.
Maybe Paul will call back.
A couple texts.
Perhaps he'll be a little more focused next time.
Sean texted in that Paul's radio for zero.
Something was going on there. He was mad about something.
I think Paul was mad about a lot.
I couldn't get to whatever it was. We couldn't quite break through that Paul wall.
Paul Wall? The rapper?
That wall that Paul puts up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't find out what he's really calling about, what he's really thinking about.
He's angry about certain things.
Yeah, I think he's an angry young man. I just don't want to know what he's so mad about.
I think he was angry because he was in traffic. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Could be. Paul sounds Canadian, somebody says.
He did have a slight Canadian accent.
Okay. Ricardo, sent a letter to, or texted in. I don't know how he did it.
There's a letter. Didn't they print it?
Yeah, they printed it. The paper printed it yesterday. There was a series of people who are really cracking on Kush, George Cushenberry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of strange, too. I don't know if they asked people to comment on him. You know, should he still be in city council or should he be president pro tem, whatever. And so people, of course, start bashing away. And then at the very end, and a lot of times they do this, they'll try to print a representative sample.
Yeah.
But I really doubt that 1 in 6 of the comments they got on him were good. But they put Ricardo's in. He talked about how George will be vindicated. He's really the smartest guy. He's the most qualified to do good things on city council. It's one of those things where you start reading, is this real? Did someone really write this?
Well, we were wondering if it was Cushenberry that wrote it in. If it was him under an alias.
I don't think so, because
or relative.
We tried to reach Ricardo, and Ricardo called back. So we found out it was a real person indeed. And in fact, he's an author. He's written a book. Not that that necessarily means he's right. But, I mean, anybody who bothers to put a book together.
It's on Amazon, right? They just don't print any books on Amazon.
No. He has some wherewithal. Right. We know that he has some degree of wherewithal.
Well, we know he can write. He wrote a letter to the paper.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
So, anyway, we agreed to call him back and discuss this. Strange, in my opinion, this rather strange piece of correspondence.
George,
about Kush?
Strong, yes, he can be. Watch out for that tree. George,
at 4:47. Mickey coming up right at 5.
Hello, Ricardo Sherman on his phone.
Ricardo!
Yes.
How you doing? It's Drew and Mark. We're calling on Sports Radio 105.1
on this phone.
Great.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Good for you. We saw your letter in the paper about Cushenberry. Did you happen to see the other letters and then yours, the way it was laid out in the paper?
Well, yeah. I saw the others before I commented.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, yeah. There was a string. And you were responding to them, I guess. Well, yours kind of stuck out there. You were really the only guy defending Kush.
I figured that. And there's two sides to every story.
But now, Ricardo, you're aware this guy's been involved in so many messes. I was really actually surprised to see anyone defend him. And I didn't feel he was vindicated with a $95 ticket. I thought he got special treatment because even the superior agreed that he was not pulled over for DWB or driving while black, that the car did smell like pot. There was an empty bottle.
A glass half full of booze.
Yeah. He fled and looted. I mean, he basically called them racists, and one of the cops was black, and the other one was Arabic.
I understand that on the surface, it may seem that he was not vindicated, but I feel that personally he's getting there's quite a bit of
he flashed his city council card and he got a break.
Wait, why do you feel he was vindicated? Just because they gave him that ticket?
Well, it's like this, basically. There are so many people in every profession that does a good job professionally.
Yeah, he talks slow.
But personally,
making it up as he goes.
No. This is the way I speak. You have to. I really don't have a radio voice.
Oh, no, the car, no, no.
Don't sell yourself short.
Nobody's knocking your voice. You don't have to push it either. But, he got, what about when he stole the $28,000 from that client? He and the client's brother conspired, and actually they're supposedly going to garnish his wages for that. Now, that's not, no way to treat a client.
You're making, comments about me without having the facts. You're saying that I'm making it up. I'm talking slow. It's like I wasn't even.
Hey, you got excellent hearing. You got incredible hearing, Ricardo.
I wasn't prepared for this telephone call, so you have to, I didn't call you.
You already wrote the letter, so you already thought about it. So why do you think he was vindicated? Because you wrote this letter a couple days ago, so I'm sure you've thought about this issue.
Okay, I think he was vindicated because I was trying to explain why, and, I was interrupted.
Okay, well, just explain why then, quickly.
Why?
Hey!
And I finished explaining why. I mean, like...
Yeah, Ricardo, go for it, dude.
I was explaining why.
Go for it.
You ask a question, and, you don't give me a chance.
We're giving you the chance now. Hey, ready, set, go!
Okay, as I was saying, that everybody has... in their life, everybody has tasted alcohol. Am I right? When you get at the age of 21, practically everybody in this country have tasted alcohol.
I've tasted a lot of alcohol, Ricardo. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, so the people who have professional people who are in politics and in the different professions, they are no different than anybody else.
Right, but you can't drive with open alcohol. Anybody else can't do it, so why should you be able to do it? Because you flash your city council card?
Well, I mean...
we haven't even gotten to the fact that he was fired by Granholm from a cake state job. Let's see, what else is on the list? Oh, two classic cars are missing from an estate that he worked on.
Disappeared. He sold them. They just disappeared. He filed for the wrong bankruptcy, the wrong type of bankruptcy that cost a guy a couple $1 million.
He's getting sued for $30 million for that.
He stole all the fixtures out of his house.
Why he was vindicated. I mean, like, you just rushed and putting a lot of stuff down my throat.
Well, I don't know. I was surprised to read what you wrote, because I don't think there's anything that can possibly be used to defend this guy. He's indefensible.
The $95 ticket, he was charged with a $95 ticket. See, by him being, there's two sides to being preferential treatment. It can work for you, and it can work against you.
Yeah, and
it works for him.
And do something that any other human being does, and just because you have a recognized face, then you're castrated for it.
He got away. If that was
he was
you,
pulled over because he almost hit the cop car. He drove right into the cop car, and that's why they pulled him over.
Ricardo, what do you think would have happened if that was you driving, and that's the same thing, you did the same exact thing that George Cushenberry did? What do you think would have happened to you in under 30 seconds? Go!
I'm a believer in God, so, whatever God wanted to happen to me would have happened to me.
God would have wanted you to be pulled over, and if you drove away and fled and eluded like he did, they would have thrown you out of the car.
God understands all the reasons, so, the same thing might have happened to me. If you check...
No, it would have been worse.
It would not.
He got his ass kissed by the cops.
Short to... have this happen to him and have the same outcome. Yeah, it's more probable that a lot of people who are unknown would have got treated differently, but some people catch breaks.
Well, he got a break because he flashed...
And then people catch a break.
You know he flashed his city council card, don't you?
Well, I wasn't there.
No.
Oh, he did. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the spirit of debate's coming to an end.
Hey, who's to say that he was reaching for his driver's license and flashed it by mistake?
He didn't have a driver's license on him.
And he said the cops stole it, which they said is not true. I don't know. I find this guy indefensible, Ricardo. But that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it. And
that's just my opinion. It's like See, basically, I believe that he is being attacked more because of his position.
Yeah, he should be. He should be held to a higher standard.
They're raking him through the fire.
Right. Well, he's the city council.
The easiest way to avoid all that is to not do what he's doing.
Right. Yeah, he's done a lot of things wrong.
Do you know him?
Yes, I mean, I work for him.
Okay. Oh, okay. There you go.
Why didn't you just say that? That's the end of story.
Well, nobody is. I mean, on the Facebook, it says that I was employed by George
Fisher. Oh, okay.
We just saw the newspaper.
Yeah, all we saw was your letter, and actually, you've put up a pretty powerful defense for the man, I will say. But
being human being, because for him being human, and at the end of the day, and it's quite
at the end of the day.
I believe that he should.
There are a lot of moving parts to this story.
Right, right.
It's very fluid.
But why is it like that?
It could be she not have secreted the marijuana, though, with the passenger.
This could be a really good teachable moment.
Person who got pulled over.
You have a great,
don't worry about it.
You have a great day, Ricardo, and good luck with your book.
George.
Ricardo? Ricardo? Apparently Ricardo did not want to say goodbye. A powerful argument, though, put up on behalf of the city council president pro tem, or whatever he is, at 4:57 on the new Detroit Sports 105.1.
Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that tree.
Say, that was a pretty crazy 20 minutes on this radio station. What's going on? Between Paul and Ricardo. Remember Paul, everybody?
I don't want to blow you. I'm not gay.
Paul's still getting texts coming in.
Yeah, Paul inspired a lot of texts. Now, okay. Paul is more interesting than Ricardo. Yeah, I think I might agree.